This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Sons of Liberty. Hey, really quick, if you want to call in, please do. Love to hear from you. Don't need all your little nasty comments. And with that said, if you want to call in and set me straight, I am here to contend. Jude 3 and 4. The difference between me and many people is the only resource they have is those that are lying to them. I'm holding to solid facts. First and foremost, the Word, then the Constitution, and weighing it out in the light of the truth, right? Ezekiel 44:23, that's our job, church, is to make distinction between that which is right and that which is wrong. And we're giving you the information that reproves the darkness, Ephesians 5:11, and we're not going to stop because it hurts somebody's feelings. Now, if you want to call in, I would love to hear from you, pro or con, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, there we are, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, you're going to find on sonsoflibertymedia.com Bradley's schedule. And when you go to the top and then you scroll down, you're going to see where we're going to be at in the up and coming weeks. We just got pulled back into Michigan, got a couple dates there, waiting for a couple more from Michigan. We're going to be in Minnesota in November. Next week on October 21st, we're going to be at General Michael Flynn at the Constitutional Convention. So go to Bradley Dean's schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com to see where we're going to be at, folks. My payday is being out there with the people. That's what we're called to do. If we follow the Christ, that's what he promised that we would do, Matthew 4:19. And so it is true on the behalf of this ministry, every single one of us here. So anyways, with that said, friends, we're on a topic today that, again, I didn't plan. And it's always good because it shows you who's in charge. And who's in charge here, folks, is the leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. And we're going to stick with that plan. So if all of a sudden we get onto something and we think we're going there and all of a sudden he starts taking over, we're going to back out and we're going to follow his lead. And we do that quite a bit here at this show. And we're proud to say so because it is his will that needs to be done on this earth as it is in heaven, not our own. We need him. We don't need good ideas, so on and so forth, because he's the only one that can bring the answers, Isaiah 58:12. So, well, you're being distracted as to what's going on in Palestine, okay, and this war between Hamas and Israel. I'm here to tell you it's another distraction. I have told you for 20 years on this radio program, they love to get you distracted. They want you to believe everybody's under attack except you. Well, you're looking to Israel, know and rest assured what I'm telling you is a fact. You're being invaded on the invitation of your governors and mayors. That's what's going on, okay? And it's called a siege under the judgments of God, Deuteronomy 28. A siege means a slow takeover. It is, in fact, what is happening here. And the only one that can set it right is you on an individual basis. Acts 20:21, Matthew 3:2. It starts with you. Everything else will spawn from that through the birthing of the Holy Ghost. You must be born again, John 3:3. That's what Scripture says. I know to some of you believers that don't believe, I know that sounds too spiritual for you, but it does tell us that we must be born again. And is it true? Absolutely. Did you hear me, Nicodemus? Absolutely. Nicodemus says, how must that be? How can a man re-enter into his mother's womb? That's not at all what he's saying. It's a spiritual birth. And it's a birth that he brings forth, and only he can bring it forth. It's not man-made. Okay? It's God-birthed. So what I want to say is this. Well, you're being distracted as to what's going on in the Palestinian area right now between Hamas and Israel. Keep in mind, they're both being funded by the same banks. The narrative to create the war is being driven by the people that are behind all of that as well. The powers that are tolerated, that's what we call them here. Okay? It all stops when the people say no more. It's interesting on social media platforms, everybody says what's going on over there is all Rothschilds. Isn't it interesting? Everybody knows the bad guys. But then why are you fighting each other? That's what's worse. I want to say this on every show if I can. If you're fighting each other, you're fighting the wrong people. You're taking heed to those that are dividing and conquering, Mark 3:25. And we are to beware of that. And instead of taking responsibility for God and dealing with the bad guys, we let the bad guys do what they want to do for decades, for centuries, and then we lose our country. That's not what we want to do. Too much sacrifice is given unto us, or on our behalf, by our forefathers, to the point as to where we're at. We don't want to disgrace that sacrifice. We want to honor that sacrifice. We are a blood-bought people, both in the natural and in the spiritual. Hebrews 9:22, read it. Let me get over to what's going on over in New York right now. So, back in 2009, they were highlighting the fact. Anderson Cooper actually did a good job back then, and we know that he's CIA-affiliated. All those major network guys are. But Anderson Cooper, I suppose, him being a sodomite, he's probably afraid of what's going on there. He did a very fair report on what was going on in New York. And how the mosques, after September 11th, were multiplying. And how the Muslims within New York were calling for a jihad. Even Americans that turned traitor to their God like Judas did. And at the same time, the same year, 2009... Sean Hannity actually did a good job on a report exposing 35 jihadi camps that were in America back in 2009. Okay? Now, I want you to keep in mind, this was after September 11th. And for 18 years, we were told by the mainstream media that the Muslims are the ones that dropped the two towers. And I want to remind you, friends, nobody profited from September 11th more than your government has. Look at the agencies that have been created to war against you. Just ask the Department of Homeland Security that gave 72 definitions of what a domestic terrorist is. Guess what it is? You and me. Just like Adolf Hitler, Fatherland Security, you have Homeland Security. After he attacked his own Reichstag, that's what he created. What did he do? Did he use it to war off and to protect the borders? Nope, he used them to war against his political opposition within. Same thing. What's going on in America today? Okay? Bradley, that is just way out there. No, you've had your head stuck in the sand far too long if you're not paying attention to what's going on here. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it's going to come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, said James Madison, the father of our Constitution. Okay? Let's go over to New York. This is New York over the last 2 days. Just delivered over to us. Listen to what's going on.
Done being tortured and hurt and judged. This is the correct religion. This is the religion that all of humanity needs to be a part of Islam. And we will not stop until it enters.
By the way, Islam is a political ideology. It's politicians hiding behind religion to force through totalitarian methods and to implement its form of government. That's all it is. I'm going to come back. That's New York right now. Okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side. 1-866-582-9933.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, so I just want to, this is what's good about the show. We get people that don't know their left hand from their right hand joining in, making comments that are untrue. And then I tell them, can you show me that in scripture? And they say, well, prove me wrong. Well, you're the one that said it. Okay, one guy just said that basically Jesus kicked the money lenders out for charging their brother's interest, which is lawful. That's not at all what he said in that particular scripture, in any sense of the word. What are you talking about? Is usury wrong? Yeah, that's found in the Old Testament, in the Torah, the Decalogue, okay? You're not going to just jump over here, start throwing your nonsense on a bunch of people that know the difference. If you're going to do so, call in and set us right. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is what it says. He gave me the scripture reference of 21 verse 12 of Matthew. And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple and turned the tables over of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. It had nothing to do with what you're talking about. That's all I was highlighting. If that bent you the wrong way, that's okay. Correct yourself. That's what scripture is giving for. Period. Okay? That's not called hate, that's called love. And if you don't want to take the reproof or the correction or instructions in righteousness, then you need to get before God. Okay, because you're wrong about what you said. Then somebody just said, there's nothing political. Here, let me, Islam is a religion, political and economic power. That's right, that's not the one that I seen. But somebody had said that Islam is in no way, shape, or form political. I wish some of you guys would seriously get on the radio. Because what you type out, you just sound really ignorant. You're a bunch of paper tigers that don't want to be tested in your untried theology. Okay? Here, listen carefully. This is just one. It was the first one that popped up, and I know it was true. The trouble with Islam is deeply rooted in its teachings. Islam is not only a religion, Islam is also a political ideology that preaches violence and applies its agenda by force. Now listen, I can sit here for the next 15 minutes giving you quotes from people that are Islamic that will tell you what I just told you. Okay, it's not hard to find. It's real easy to find. It's a system of totalitarian government. Here's the question. Why does the mainstream media and the government highlight the crimes of Islam? And why was Ron Paul talking to us about how they were actually paying to radicalize the Muslims? Why do they use fear to motivate the people? It's fear of man, by the way, which brings a snare, according to Proverbs. And it is, because they don't fear God. But why is it that they always try to get people to be afraid of the enemy rather than to overcome the enemy? Because they are the enemy. Are we putting two and two together here, friends? I seen the other day, someone was talking about all this fear and how they were afraid. And I'm asking you the question of what? Because if we fear the face of God, there's strong confidence and there's much boldness. Proverbs 28, verse 1. So I have no idea what you're afraid of. I mean, the worst thing we can do is die, right? But we already died when we gave our life to Christ. He who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. I was having a conversation the other day, and a guy was talking about fear. And I said, it's interesting how the media constantly promotes fear. And why do they promote fear? Because they want to paralyze you. They want you to be impotent. They're not going to cast before you heroism. They're not going to cast before you bravery and courage. No way. Because then you would be empowered to overtake their corrupt schemings. Right? That's what they don't want. Again, read Ephesians 4:14. And I thought of right away, I thought of the videos that were promulgated, broadcasted worldwide by the mainstream media. Do you remember when the pilots went down? I believe they were Syrian pilots. And ISIS got a hold of them. ISIS got a hold of them, right? And what was interesting is ISIS took these pilots and they put them in cages and then they started the pilots on fire inside of the cages. Let me ask you the question. Knowing that 94% of the narrative given to the people on a worldwide basis is controlled under CIA and six corporations, why would they take that and highlight the crimes of ISIS? Why don't they round up ISIS, right? And we know why not. But why don't they round up the bad guys and publicly execute them for the whole world to see, to send the message that the people on this earth are not going to put up with the crimes? Is it ever that message? Are the bad guys ever set forth as an example? Never! 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 I mean, look at politicians in America all day long. I mean, we hear about their scandals all day long, but they're never held accountable for their crimes. You've become accustomed to it, desensitized to put up with it. Why? Because the message to you is there's nothing you can do about it. 1.7% of the population wants you to believe that there's nothing that 329.5 million people in this country can do concerning their crimes. I mean, folks, that is a bad place to put yourself. But that's where you put yourself, okay? The media loves to push fear because it wants to paralyze you. It wants to paralyze you. Doesn't want to empower you. And you need to ask yourself the question, even during the breaks, what are we in here? Hamas did this and Hamas did that and they're beheading babies and so. Hey, folks, your government all day long is backing those that are murdering their own babies, illegally sanctioning the murdering of their own children, dismembering them, selling their body parts on the black market. Well, they just put it under a different name. What's the difference? How many unconstitutional wars have our boys been a part of? Does anybody care about that? I do. The American people have allowed the truth to fall in the streets and to put up with this nonsense that offends heaven and it offends mankind. They're always pushing the fear of man and the fear of consequence. And yet our government, a reflection of who we are, every country deserves the government that it has because it's a reflection of what we tolerate and other countries across the world. Isn't it interesting? It's always the same message. And I'll tell you what the message that government does give the American people. If you violate the law in any sense of the word, and even if you don't, you're guilty until proven innocent. But when it comes to them, you just hear about their crimes and they're innocent until proven guilty. Anybody tired of this? Come on. I mean, this is talk radio. You want to get real? You want answers? Then let's get back to God's word and the Constitution and do what our forefathers established. And learning the lessons as to how they established it. Read the Declaration of Independence. My goodness gracious, people. This is embarrassing. So while you're being distracted, I wanted to show you this. Missile intel on Hamas attack, explosion of suspected terrorists at border in America, raises alarm inside of the U.S. Okay, so we're being told about the terrorists again. Okay, we're being told about the terrorists again, but it's your government that has the borders wide open. It's your governors that are flying them to destinations across the United States of America. Really, do I still need to keep turning the lights on here, friends? So what does that do? It moves the people. Here's Ammo Land shooting sports news, calling forth the militia, Americans prepare for terror attacks. And isn't it interesting, at the same time that the militia stands up, which, by the way, we in America are all the militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16 of the U.S. Constitution. Let me say it again. We are all the militia. The media wants to demonize us. 393.3 million guns in the hands of the people. Why is that? During the pandemic, did you know that gun sales went up 13 million in 2020 and 11 million in 2021? Wow. So what happens? The American people, the militia, prepare for terror attacks. Where? Here. Well, at least some people are paying attention to what's going on here. You're being invaded right now, and yet you're being distracted by the media, and you're telling everybody to now pray for Israel, which is a people, not a land. Can you make it up? You really can't. You really can't make it up. Do you guys remember when I played the video of the guy that said he picked up? You know what? I need to play it since we're on this topic. I need to play it since we're on the topic. It's that important. It was a video of a Uber driver I played earlier this week, and he picked up a, as he said, a black immigrant, and as he was giving him a ride, he handed him a UN card. He was a paid United Nations soldier in the United States of America. And again, should we put two and two together? Is this Common Core, or are we still going by reason here, or are we irrational people, friends? Well, I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to play this video for you, friends, because this is insane. And I'm going to play two different videos for you. Yep, I found it. I'll play it for you right on the other side of the break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Really? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. sirens are now sounding near Tel Aviv. In the last hour, Secretary of State Blinken meeting with leaders of Saudi Arabia in Riyadh.
It's vitally important, and I know that our countries agree, that we work together to make sure that, to the best of our ability, this conflict does not spread.
The Biden administration urging Israel to delay ground raids until there is safe passage for Palestinians looking to leave Gaza. Meanwhile, members of the Israeli military searching for the hostages snatched by Hamas terrorists last Saturday at that festival. Terrorists there shooting Jewish people in the head, raping women, and taking hostages. At a nearby kibbutz, babies beheaded. To Capitol Hill now, where there is still no House Speaker this Saturday, Republicans nominating Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on Friday. They took a vote, but he is still short of the 217 he needs. A vote could happen Monday night at the earliest. This is USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, guys, I just want to say this one more time, okay? On social media platforms, don't just sling it. If you want to have a conversation, go ahead and test your steel. The number's 1-866-582-9933. For all of those standing in contrast, what's being shared with you right now, these are the people that are too afraid to call in and confront me with what they think they know. Now, I'm not saying this. Folks, if you want sincere answers, be sincere. But if you want to play the coward, you're going to be treated like a coward. Okay? If you want to play the man, then you're going to be treated like a man. That's just how it works here. Listen, now, I want to go back to this. I want to highlight an Uber driver from the beginning of the week. And he shared some information with the American people that they need to pay attention to. Okay? This in the midst of all those people that are being bussed in by Border Patrol and the DHS into America. I didn't say deported, I said imported. Okay? I just went on and I wanted to play the video for you. Guess what? They struck the video. Why would YouTube have to strike the video? Why would Facebook have to strike the video if it were not true? They don't strike videos that aren't true, friends. They strike videos that are true. That's the history of big tech in your company and in your country. And by the way, this is illegal. This is illegal in this country. to suppress free speech, and I'm talking lawful speech. Again, Charles D. Montesquieu said liberty is the right to do what the law permits. I'm not talking about unlawful speech. Hey, by the way, I'm not advocating for nothing but lawful activity in this country, and we're seeing a whole lot of what is not lawful in this country, and the American people are putting up with it. Okay? And so all those people in government that say you're doing your job, why don't you reread the Constitution, premise it on the presupposition of the Word of God, and understand who you are, where your rights come from, and what laws that you promised that you would uphold in your oath. Numbers 32, 30, verse 2, and Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. Okay? I want to go back to this, and I want you to see this. This is the Uber driver, and I want you to listen to what he said. This is from the other day. I found it on my show from 3 days ago because Big Tech expunged and erased the video. I believe it was Facebook and or YouTube. Check this out. Shared that suspicion with you several times as to what this is all about. This is an Uber driver in America that had a, as he says, a black migrant in his car. And I'll let him tell the rest of the story.
And it's a black guy, and he's from another country, and he's holding out this card. And he said, yeah, the UN sent me over here. I'm a soldier for the UN. And I'm...
The UN, the United Nations, who funds that? You do. When was the United Nations created? Out of World War II, out of chaos, let's create a government, right? And we'll have all the governments of the world, and we'll be the one head, and then what we'll do is we'll call the shots, and then all the other governments have to obey. You are responsible for allowing your government to do that, Americans. Okay, so the United Nations is now sending in these military-aged men that are getting paid, and they are soldiers, said this Uber driver, concerning those that are coming into America. Let him finish his story.
They gave me this card, and it's got a computer chip in it, like a bank card, you know. But it's got the guy's picture on it, information, number. He's a number. And, you know, he's telling them that he was told, he was given a phone, he was given this card, and he was told to go to a certain city and get a place to stay and wait. They would get in touch with him through the phone, I guess.
And get a place to stay and wait for the phone call or the text as to what you are to do concerning the orders that are given. That's what he's saying. They're being sent into America. I didn't say this. This Uber driver is sharing his experience with a black migrant that gave him a UN card who said that he was a paid soldier. Of course! That's what this is about. Of course this is what this is about. 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so I did find it, and I'm glad that I did. And it shows you how busy big tech companies are in trying to expunge the truth. Because they don't want you to have the truth, right? And then again, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Steve?
Well, I find it interesting because I even people very close to me are getting all whipped up about this. And, you know, when you start talking about innocent life, you know, and, you know, they're like, well, there's two sides to it, and everybody has a tendency to defend Israel and all that. Well, as you say numerous times, God hates the shedding of innocent life. Well, daily, babies are beheaded in the womb in, you know, yep, Minnesota, the United States, everywhere. And, you know, Madeleine Albright sat there saying it was worth starving all them children to death. So, you know, I was in the military for 8 years, and it always bothers me when people thank me for my service because I really do want to be forgiven. I don't want to be thanked. I want to be forgiven. Because I served a military that keeps the people in power that slaughter innocent babies regularly with government money. And I don't think that the genocide, you know, saying Israel lives are worth more or black lives are worth more. I think God loves all life and especially innocent life. And I don't see how you compartmentalize this thing, and now everybody wants to go to war and slaughter millions of innocent Palestinians because innocent babies in Israel got killed. Well, why don't we stop all the killing?
Yeah. Steve, I want to tell you, I was in 1992. I was actually in Israel, and they were doing everything. I shouldn't say everything. I'm not meaning to over-exaggerate or to bolster the truth of the matter, but they were already advocating the murder of innocent babies in that particular part of the world. Okay? They were already advocating for the sodomite lifestyle. And the fact of the matter is, them people are now advocating what God clearly condemns. And my point is, we're going to sit there and pray for a people that are warring against God? That ain't going to fly. No, we need imprecatory prayers that the Lord would put a stop to it by all means necessary. The other thing is, Steve, you're a veteran. I honor you as an individual, as a man, of course, under God, to do the right thing. You didn't go into the military to take orders from some tyrant to go do the wrong thing. Military is established, at least under the dissimulation or the guise sold to the people as we're the good guys and they're the bad guys. Okay? You went in there doing the right thing. And keep in mind how many men in the Bible were military men. They were righteous men. They were men of God. So I do honor the fact, and I do honor our military men that are doing the right thing, but I'm not honoring those that are saying they're just doing their job and they're doing the wrong thing without asking any questions. Absolutely not. We must make distinction between the two, because if we don't, well, we're going to end up confused like the rest of them, and we can read Daniel 9:7 and understand why that is. So I do want to say you are an honorable man, Steve. I know you. I see what you do. I mean, look what you're doing now. And I'm not hype. I'm not blowing your horn. I'm just saying that you do honorable things, and you have every right in the world to be thanked for your service if you did the right thing when you're in the service. I mean, it's just like a good cop. I mean, my sons will shake the hands of good police and say, hey, man, we stand with you guys 100%. And we know in every organization or agency, you know, it's always 10% that try to corrupt the little leaven at the whole lump. The majority of them are good guys, but the good guys have to stand up and take precedent by getting rid of the bad guys. And that's what needs to happen here on a worldwide basis on so many different fronts and levels, no doubt.
Well, you know, the thing was after 8 years, I sat there and took a real good look, you know, at everything that we've been doing. And I, you know, unless you just are good at lying to yourself, trying to say what good you are doing, I mean, really, this country, we've had that border problem forever, and I'm sitting there we're flying all over the world claiming we're keeping everybody safe and free. Well, there's no freedom here, first of all. I mean, look at the horrible things they're doing, and they leave our borders wide open. Well, no sane government would be doing this. So we're either ran by some of the stupidest people on the face of the earth, or they're traitors, or both.
I think they're traitors. I think they are both. I think they are both. Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody would think that their greed is, you know, God said he'd turn them over to the reprobate mind. There is nobody that could be of sound mind and think that you can let this kind of people flood in endlessly, ones that have, and a lot of them maybe actually even have a legitimate axe to grind with us, because, I mean, if you starve their children and women and all that, like, and we blow up all the collateral damage we do, I don't see how, just because we do it with a bomb instead of a knife or a gun, I don't think it changes it at all, and yet we're sitting there and we think they aren't going to try to get even with us someday.
Yep.
I mean,
see, that's one of the things that I've reiterated on this show over and over and over again. You're hated, Americans, speaking the truth before God and man. You're hated by other countries because of what you would tolerate when it comes to your politicians doing to third world countries. Of course they want revenge. We're going to reap what we sow if we continuously allow this to take place. Got to take a hard break. Thanks for the call, Steve. Totally appreciate you. Got another video audio for you on the other side. 1-866-582-9933 again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Final segment. Oh, you know what? I wanted to do something really quick here, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because I always want to encourage people. 90% law, 10% grace. What we're talking about now is what the law is revealing. Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. We're talking on this program about the things that are taking place because the people refuse to obey the Lord in dealing with the corruption. And what's happening is we're reaping what we're sowing. Okay, Galatians 6:7. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. You sow to the flesh, you're going to reap of the flesh corruption. You sow to the Spirit, you're going to of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Well, that's not where we're at today. We're under the judgments of God, and we're going to stay here until the American people wake up. And hopefully that happens before it's too late, because there is a time where the Lord says no more. No more. Well, Bradley, that's the Old Testament. Yep, and the New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old, okay? And judgment is harder under the New Dispensation, okay? It's amazing, again, how backwards people are because they don't do their own due diligence. 2 Timothy 2:15. I want to play this audio for you. This is a, and this one's still up. This is an English man claiming to be the owner of a hotel currently housing hundreds of fighting-age males in the UK, the refugees. and he claims that crates full of assault rifles, grenades, and ammo were being delivered from his delivered to his property. I also want you to contemplate something here, friends. I am in touch with people on the border, and I am in touch with people that are in law enforcement that are verifying everything we're talking about right now, even senators, concerning what's going on. The information we're giving to you is not we heard from somebody else. No, it's got to be verified. And then we're showing it to you, and nine times out of ten, it's coming out of their own mouth, or it's them in action doing what it is that we're revealing. Okay? Luke 12:2. So now what I want to do is I want you to hear this, and then I want to end on a good note, so I better hurry up and get to this. This is an Englishman in the U.K., talking about how these refugees are coming into their hotels, and then the government comes in, puts the iron fist down, and then he's told to not ask questions as he sees crates of assault rifles, grenades, and ammo that are being delivered to his property. Okay?
People of England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, first of all, I want to apologize because I feel I betrayed you. This is going to be very hard for me to do, but it needs to be told. I'm not going to tell you my name. You can just call me the whistleblower. Because this needs to be told. I own a small bread and breakfast / hotel on the outskirts between London and Bristol. Exactly where, I won't say. I was commandeered by the office of 10 Downing Street to rehome refugee families, which I agreed.
It also means God's fighter, Tom.
When the
church,
lot of refugees came, there was not one woman, there was not one child. The people that turned up were men from the age of 19 to 30, I would say. I have enough room for about 250 residents. I currently house 150 immigrants. Yes, I did receive quite a large sum of money for doing so.
Of course.
On doing so, the government told me that I had to fire all my staff.
So the government moves in on his hotel, takes these refugees, forces his customers out, then tells him he has to fire all of his employees because they don't want the word to get out that they're arming these refugees in the UK. Okay? That's what he's saying so far.
Supply their own, and also that they will supply security guards for the bread and breakfast. Well, about 2 weeks ago, I received a phone call to say that a large parcel will be arriving sometime this evening. After waiting a while, the parcel didn't come, so I retreated to go to bed. Around about 2:30 in the morning, I received another phone call to say that the parcel has arrived, and can I open up the rear servant entrance at the back of the B&B, which I went down and met some army personnel, which kind of surprised me very, very much. Then the person in charge, I don't know who he was, colonel or whatnot, asked me to show him to a secure room within the B&B, which I did. On doing so, they loaded in roughly between 60 and 70 really big crates.
Okay, so this, again, for the sake of time, is an Englishman, a hotel owner, housing hundreds of fighting-age male refugees, same thing you're seeing in America here. And he claims that crates full of assault rifles, grenades, and ammo were delivered to his property, and he was not allowed to ask any questions. He was also told to fire all of his employees, and then they assigned military guards around his hotel. This is what happens. This is how things go. Why? I want you to pay attention to the fact that when you look at the UK in particular, you look at France, you look at Germany, folks, those countries have been demoralized for a long time. I mean, they let anything and everything into their country. When you look at life within itself, and I would love for somebody, I wish I had time for somebody to answer this question. Can anybody tell me where the Lord ever told us not to do something through one of his commandments, where we've ever reaped ill fruit from that? No, you can't. Because by them thy servant is warned, and prevention is better than cure. And if we take heed to what the Lord told us not to do, we can also understand that he does that as a father to his son through a filial love. He doesn't do it because he's trying to withhold something that we want from us. No, he always withholds from us that which will bring hurt to us concerning this life and the next. But you can always see where we are in Christ, where we always see a healthy crop of righteousness, holiness, goodness, and truth. Ephesians 5, 9. The Lord doesn't do what he does because he hates us and telling us thou shalt not. He tells us the things that he tells us that thou shalt not because he loves us. It's the same way with the father and a mother with their children. You don't tell your kids to stay out of the street because you hate them. You tell them to stay out of the street because you love them. And you tell them the consequence if they disobey. They might lose their life and their soul in the process. So it is with the Word of God. My Father is a loving, merciful Father, but to those that take heed and find themselves in the right place in Christ. What is happening on a worldwide basis today, friends, is happening because the people have refused the Lord over and over and over again. And what do? We reap war. There's a righteous war, and there's an inherent war. We're going to inherit everything that we sowed that the Lord told us not to sow. And the Lord will take that evil, and he will bring good out of it through judgment. Read Isaiah 4:4. Okay? I want to say this in the end. This is really super cool. Tav, T-A-V, is the first letter in the Torah, okay, the five books of Moses. If you go every 50 letters in the book of Genesis, you will get the spelling of Torah. If you go to Exodus, and if you go every 50 letters, you get the spelling of Torah. If you skip Leviticus and go to Numbers, you go every 49 letters, and you get Torah spelt backwards. Now, if you could, and if you go over to Deuteronomy, every 49 letters, you get Torah spelt backwards. Why? They're both pointing to Leviticus. And in Leviticus, every 7 letters, you will get the spelling of Yahweh. YHVH. And every 7 letters throughout the entire book of Leviticus is because Leviticus shows that it would take the sacrifice of the perfect Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, who takes away the sin of the world, for us in doing so. Why is it that everything points to the Lamb of God? Because he's the propitiation of the sin of the world. And we must keep our eyes fixed on him. And that's why, America, my message to you is and always will be, is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And to those that have and they are in Christ, continuously grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18, because we're in it with you. We believe that we're going to get to the other side of this, not without the judgments that we have so sowed into in this country, but in hopes of giving our posterity the baton that we now have because our forefathers did it for us. We want to be able to, during our last days, hand them what it is that our forefathers handed us. But we can't do that without fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:2. Now is our time. Now is our opportunity, friends, to prove the God of Israel in Jesus Christ. The Bible says the violent take it by force. And that's exactly what we have to do because the Lord seeks those that seek his face. Jeremiah 29:11-13. See ya.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.